Hello there, you're about to experience the What's Up Church podcast.
Can a dude get some Holy Spirit?
What's up, church? What is up, church? It is me again, coming at ya. It's going to be crazy, you guys being able to hear me 2 weeks in a row. What are the odds of me actually doing this consistently again? Yay! It's good. I'm doing it consistently again. I've got stuff to talk about, hopefully, maybe. So I want to talk about what has been impacting me the last month was his presence. And more importantly, not feeling it. Do you guys just have that where you're like, I'm on fire for the Lord, and then wah, wah, not like you're not on fire, but like you're no longer like feeling his presence. I mean, I'm just thinking about it right now. It's kind of like, you know, oh, hold on. Before I start, how are you all doing? Lovely. That is lovely. Good to hear. Truly am hoping that you're doing great. I'm hoping that you're doing amazing. All the things, if you hear some clicking, it's me closing windows in my browser so you guys don't get email alerts, because I'm getting a lot of those right now. So let me just back up and give you a little context. So we went to France, and it was so amazing. The Holy Spirit showed up there. It was so cool. Just felt his presence. And then we came back, and then we got busy with like going to Alaska and San Diego and these places, and which is all great. It's such a blessing. Like the Lord is, it's so cool that we're able to do the things that we're able to do. I was joking with Shel the other day about how blown away this is our life. Like our life is just a miracle, and it just a true testimony to the Lord. The fact that we can go places and work, and you know, that we can overcome crazy battles that we've had this year. And it's just been awesome. And it's so cool to see what the Lord's doing. And it's easy to look past that when you're looking at certain things in front of you. But like, I like to stay really aware, if I can, as much as possible, of how awesome the Lord is in my life. And it's all him. It's not like I'm so smart or anything out. To the exact opposite, I feel like I'm rather goofy and silly and sometimes not very smart at all. However, he's so much better than me, thank the Lord. And so we have this. So, but in the traveling season that we were in last month and about to go into another couple of weeks, I just felt disconnected. You know, like I was getting in the word. Last episode, my prayer time could have been a little bit better, but like I felt this weird silence from the Lord. And I did not like it at all. To the contrary, I was very upset about it. I kept praying to the Lord. And what I wanted to talk about was how that silence, or the perception of silence, because I don't think the Lord ever stops speaking. I just think we're not listening. You know, I don't. And that, so that's kind of what there's three paths forward in my understanding. And I could be wrong. From my perspective, there's three paths forward. There is you stop trying to hear his voice. You continue, like A is you stop, you know, you're not hearing his voice. You just don't really care. B is that you don't hear his voice, but you just continue doing what you're doing. Or C, you like move heaven and earth if you can, because you need to hear his voice. And so, and there's pros and cons with each. Well, I mean, not with each, but there's like, let me just go break them down if I could, and what my thought process was for the one. So I'm not hearing his voice and I'm okay with that. Meaning I kind of like to stop pursuing the voice, the A. That's awful. that's awful. Like when you, I don't want to get comfortable not hearing from the Lord. Like, I don't want to get into a space that where I'm just all right with going days, weeks, months, you know what I mean? Without hearing from the Lord, because that's just not biblical. There should be, you know, a reaction to him. There should be a Holy Spirit call. Now, I'm not saying you have to hear him every second of every day, but it's a scary thing to get comfortable with radio silence from your Lord. Like, I think that's a scary place to be in for any human being, especially someone who claims to be in faith. And now, again, that's not to say that you won't have dry spells, but your heart postured towards those dry spells, that's, I think, very indicative of where you're at in your walk. And so I would be very worried about a Christian who is okay not hearing from the Lord. And let's just back up for a second. Hearing from the Lord is not audible necessarily. It's an unction. It's a spirit. It's a prayer. It's a verse. It's a scripture. You know, there's so many ways to hear from the Lord. Someone can speak a word into you. Someone can come and just like, oh my gosh, the Lord told me to tell you that you're beautiful today. And you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't feel pretty. Whatever that might be. You know, like there's so many ways the Lord speaks to us through music. I'm very good at that. Like, I love Christian worship. Obviously, it's something that I listen to exclusively. And I just will listen to songs, and a song will have a chorus or a statement or a phrase. And I just, and like reading. I like reading the word, and I like getting in the word. And there's parts of it that really will just like, oh my gosh, thank you, Lord. I really enjoy that. So I think there's so many ways for us to hear from the Lord. So, and it's just a matter of you finding out which way that is. But getting comfortable and not hearing, that's someone who's probably in that lukewarm Christianity or Christianity by lip service only spot, which is dangerous, super dangerous to be in spiritually. Like, I just, you know, and I think I'm very sensitive to it because that was me for so long that I'm very aware of that, what that feels like to be saying to yourself, you're a Christian, but there's nothing about you that is. And so I don't want to ever be back in that place. And it's so easy just to gradually slide there. And like we were talking about last time, like, I don't believe scripturally that there is any support for backsliding. We don't call it. There's no such thing as backsliding in the Bible. There's just, you know, either living for him or not. It's very binary. And I think we create language that makes us feel better about our walks, or lack thereof sometimes. And so we get comfortable in a not hearing from the Lord, and that's just terrifying. So that's A. B is the, I'm not hearing from the Lord, but I'm not panicked over it, which is some like, okay, so it, there's pros and cons to this. Like, say you're in the word, you're doing what you're doing, but you just haven't heard from the Lord today again, or however long. But you're in the word, you're doing all the quote unquote work. Your heart posture is there. The thing in your life is there. You're truly living for the Lord, but you're just not hearing things. That's where I was. The last month, where I felt like I was doing the right things, I was in the Word. I'm not living in the flesh. I'm not. You know what I mean? My diet was shaky at times, which for me again is always an indicator of where my walk's at. It's my litmus test. What I'm putting into my body, what I'm feeding myself, is almost a mirror of what I'm feeding my soul. So good food versus bad food, pretty obvious apples to apples comparison there. And so I had this month of where I just wasn't really getting much, you know. I wasn't, like, the words weren't jumping off the page. And I could just for some reason feel like a distance. And for like the first week or so, it wasn't a big deal. But then like by week two, it became a very big deal. And that's when I became to section, you know, C, like just panicking, like not panicking. That's not the right word, but like in a severe state of like, Lord, what is going on? Like, Lord, what is going on? Like begging to the Lord, like, Lord, what is going on? And because I was dealing with like guilt and shame, emotions of not hearing from the Lord. Like, you know, we are his sheep hear his voice. And to not hear his voice is terrifying. For me, I don't have the intestinal fortitude to not hear his voice for prolonged times. Like, you know what I mean? I've been without his voice and I know what it looks like, what the end result is. And it is no bueno. No bueno at all. So I don't want to be in that place. I'm not trying to be in a place where I'm not hearing his voice. Like I've spent so much of my life there. And it terrifies me to be comfortable back in that spot. And so I just started like my prayer life. I'm like, Lord, like what is going on? Like, what is going on? And we'd be surrounded by like on fire Christians. And like, I'd see people that are just like, God, living for it, living for it, living for it. And I'm like, what is my issue here? Like, Lord, what am I holding on to that I need to let go of? Or what am I don't know. Where's my, am I lack of surrender? I'm just kind of running through all these things. And it was just such a brutal spot to be in because I didn't know what to do. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know how to fix this, but I know that you're there. I know I'm your sheep. I know I should hear your voice. So I don't know why I'm not. And I don't know if I'm adding barriers or if I'm, you know, making this more difficult than it really is. More often than not, that's the case for me. But like, I just wasn't there. And so I prayed about it and I brought it to people, spiritual leaders of mine that I really respect and people that I trust. And I'm like, hey, this is what I'm struggling with right now. Like what's going on? You know, and it's not for lack of effort necessarily. It's just for lack of execution. I don't know. And so we were at a conference. I know another conference. We go to a lot of them. Someone said that to me the other day. It's like, you go to a lot of conferences. And I'm like, well, yeah. And that's a good thing or a bad thing. I think there's a double-edged sword to that, but I digress. I was at one and there was, my brother-in-law, Josiah, I went to him and I went because I talked about this to him like a week prior. Like, dude, I'm just really having a hard time with hearing from the Lord. And so he gave me some really sage advice about, you know, mixing up what you do. And if you're not finding him where you're seeking him in your normal things, change up your pattern, like mix it up, like seek him on a walk. If you normally in an office or in a prayer closet, go on a walk or, you know, just seek him out in other areas and see if that changes up where he finds you. And like, you know, when it gets into a routine, break up the routine more or less. That was the gist of it, which is again, great advice. And so I was like, you know, working on that, like thinking about that. And when we're traveling, it's hard to, you know, I wake up early when we're staying in San Diego, we're staying at my father-in-law's house, my papa's house. Fun story. George is my father-in-law, Sho's dad, obviously. And as a joke, as Clay and I were joking around, like, I just want to start calling him Papa. And every time he talks to me, I just want to call him Papa or Padre. So I like Papa better. And I'm starting to make it a habit of calling him Papa. And very specifically, that pause between the first P and the rest of the word. So anyway, when I am at Papa's house, I wake up early before everyone else mostly. And then I go out to the kitchen table and I start the coffee pot and then I get my word and I start reading. That's kind of my routine. Enjoying the coffee, getting the word. I enjoy that. That's my routine. I try to make that my routine wherever I go is to get up early and get in the word. I don't like laying in bed. I'd rather just get up. And for me, that's the best time to get into the word. And I always feel like it's like exercising or something. It starts my day off exactly where I want it to be, like in prayer and in reading. And so that's for me. I really enjoy that. And I find a lot of reward out of that. And so that's what I was doing. But I was in those mornings, I was just sitting there kind of like, just like, all right, Lord, like, you know, my mind's distracted. So I'm praying for, you know, a spirit of clarity and focus and concentration. and I want to read the words, but not like read a page and then like not even know what I read, because I have a tendency to get lost in my own head as I'm reading, which is why reading for me has always been really, not always been really difficult, but as I've gotten older, it's been become much more difficult. Like definitely in high school and college, reading, like reading comprehension was tough because I just wouldn't track what I was reading. So I would do very much verbal, like I would listen and I can hear things and very much have a high competency when it comes to listening, which is why I do Audible now. Like I can hear you say something and it sticks. Like I can hear a song and I can remember the lyrics. I can hear you say a statement and I'll remember that. I can hear a sermon and sermons will stick with me for a long time, but reading, not as great. So anyway, I'm getting my routine. And so Josiah tells me to mix up my routine. And I hadn't had a chance to mix up my routine, but we go to this conference and I go back to him. I'm like, man, I'm still just like in this conference with all these people in this fire. And people are like asking like, what's the Lord telling you? Like these kind of questions. And I'm like, I got radio silence over here. I've got radio silence and it's infuriating me. Like I was infuriated, not mad at the Lord clearly, but I was mad at where I was at spiritually. I was very disappointed because I'm not. Like I'm not hearing the Lord. I'm not getting direction. I'm not getting, and you know, not that you always have to feel it. And that was the other thing. Like I was feeling guilty because I didn't feel it. You know, and I was telling this and Sho reminded me, and I don't know if I told this in the last podcast, but Cindy Jacobs had that where she went through a long season of hearing nothing from the Lord. And this is someone who's operates in the prophetic, like powerful operates in the prophetic. And so for her tonight from the Lord, you're like, oh, holy moly, what's going on here? You're not hearing. And she went through that same thing. And then at the end of it, it was the Lord kind of showed her like, you're going to be in dark places that my voice won't be available or something that does not want to be available, but I don't want to misquote or any of that things, but you're going to go through tough places where you're not going to hear my voice. And I want to make you be ready for it, so that you're strong in your faith in me, regardless of hearing my voice. And when she said that, it really clicked. Like I know what the Lord has put on our hearts. I know what the Lord has put on our hearts this year. I'm very aware of what he's asked us to do and what we're doing. And I want to go after that. Absolutely. So I kind of had to look back at that and go, all right, Lord, like moving forward. Yes, I don't want to get comfortable in not hearing the Lord. I don't want to be in B. I want to be going after the Lord. However, not hearing his voice shouldn't lead to gain, like to shame or guilt or something along those lines that makes me look inward. Not hearing his voice should only make me look outward. It should only make me praise harder. It should only make me thank him more. It should only make me thank him for the who was around me and what we, like, you know what I mean? Like it should move my heart to praise rather than move my heart to condemnation of like what I'm not doing. Because again, it's a very selfish perspective and a very through the lens of me perspective, like why I can't hit it. Like, it's like, no, like let me get off me and focus outwardly. And he's there. I know he's there. Trust that, believe that, have faith in that. Don't worry about that. Go back to the last thing he said to me and then move forward from there. You know, don't change anything. And I think that was really, really one of the best lessons I learned from this month was that, like that where I was just, you know, I was fighting tooth and nail and I was striving and I was doing all these things. And it's like, man, that's not how the Lord works. But I'm happy I wasn't happy. Like of all the things, I'm happy I wasn't comfortable not hearing his voice or not feeling his presence. But man, once I broke the seal this weekend of like feeling his presence, oh, I had so many amazing moments where he just kind of just showered his love over me. It was so cool. Like just feeling him both spiritually and physically was just awesome. And it was such a rewarding feeling, which is why I always want it. Like I love that, and where people can get addicted to that, where the presence of it. But I really was just, oh my gosh, so thankful and like just in tears of like, oh my gosh, Lord, don't let me go. But man, it was awesome. It was so great. But do you guys struggle with that? Like, am I the only one? Am I the only person that ever struggles with these things? I don't know. What do you guys do? You know, think about it. What do you guys do when you're not hearing his voice? Is it okay or is it not okay? I don't know. And it kind of goes back to that conversation, like a lot of this going been swirling around the lukewarm and loving it messaging. You know, if you don't, I was having this conversation with my my papa and about how he phrases it to other people. It's very hard to tell someone who believes that they cannot lose their salvation, once saved, always saved, believe that. It's very hard for them to change that thought process. And I'm speaking as someone who went from once saved, always saved, was raised that way, to no longer believes it. And not because I don't believe you have to work for salvation. I don't believe that either. It is not a works. This is not a works thing. But I do believe what James says, faith without works is dead. And I do believe what Jesus said, that for those that are lukewarm, you're neither hot nor cold, I'll vomit you out of my mouth. I do believe what Jesus said in John 15, like the vines that don't produce fruit will be cut off and thrown into a fire. Like, there are a lot of scriptures that talking to believers of what happens if you stop believing or if you just take this thing as common. And that's, again, it's not works. Like, none of it's works. People get confused with works. Like, oh, I've got to work. It's like, no. Your heart posture is a byproduct. Like, the work is a byproduct of your love. You know, like, it's what happens. Like, I don't have to work to, like, you know, to do the things for the Father. It's just love, out of the love for the Father, out of the heart posture. But again, kind of going back to like the backsliding idea, like, oh, you're just backsliding, da, da, da. Like, you know, we make these words up and phrases up that make us feel better about our lack of fire, that make us feel better about our lack of obedience, that make us feel better about our lack of surrender, that make us feel better, more or less, about our sin, you know? And that for me is a tough one. Not because I'm better than that. I've done it. I've done it a million times. I do it whenever I sin, like the willful sin, you know, and like my willful sin, like I've said a million times, my willful sin is gluttony. That one is the one that I've had to really change my entire focus on, because I have no excuse for when I overeat and overindulge. It's just me feeding my flesh. It's just a comfort thing. And so when I do that, and I make that mistake willfully, I don't accidentally eat too much. And so that's when I'm saying this, I'm not saying it as judging anybody who struggles with sin, you know, but there is a difference between like willful sin and accidental sin. Like, I think there is like that moment where all of a sudden something creeps up out of nowhere. Like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? Like, oh Lord, forgive me. That's not good. You know, versus I'm going to do something and Lord, you're gonna have to deal with it. That is the terrifying sin, that willful sin where you're just like, this is not bigger than you, Lord. And I've had to really work on getting to a place where I'm like, all right, Lord, like you're bigger than all this. So you're bigger than my comfort, and my comfort manifests in food. Your comfort can manifest in literal comfort. It can be slothfulness. It can be whatever. I mean, like, our flesh desires things, and some of us desire, you know, like people who struggle with pornography. I get it. People who struggle with addiction. I get it. I don't agree with it. The same way I don't agree with my own sin, but I get it. And so, but when we live that way and we live with willful sin, we're really doing a harm to our spiritual walk. We're like, there is a huge difference. And so when I talk about, when people think about sinning their way out of salvation, like they think about the accidental sin, like, no, I'm talking about that willful sin, the willfully disobedient sin. Well, you're saying this is my sin and I don't feel bad about it. I'm not going to repent for it. I'm not even going to think twice about it. I'm going to just do it and, you know, and just rely on His grace to get through it, like to forgive me for it, but I'm not going to. And that's the part that terrifies me, because I think we get that, again, we get very comfortable not being on fire. We get very comfortable with willful sin, and that makes our hearts grow cold. And it scares me for a lot of people, for myself included, like I'm not excluding me from this. And so that's why I've really had, like, for those of you who don't know, I've gone complete pescatarian. I've given up meat except fish and shellfish. That's the only It's the only meat I eat, which is actually really, like, it's quite lovely. I'll be honest. It's really quite lovely. I love salads. But I made a say, like, you know what? I need to make a change. I need to get over my cravings and over my things. And, you know, I'm not trying to, this is the phrase I heard the other day. I really enjoyed it. It's like, I'm not trying to lose weight to get healthy. I'm getting healthy so I lose weight. Like, I just want to be in a healthy spot. I want to be able to, like, you know, like, Lord, like, you are the bread of life. I don't need to keep eating this way because I'm not eating because I'm hungry. I'm eating because I'm trying to fill a comfort level. I you know what I mean? It's out of a bad place that I overeat. And so for me, I'm very sensitive of people who have eating problems because I feel it. I get it. Every day I'm like, all right, Lord, like, I need your daily bread today because you know what? I don't want to find myself, you know, three bags of popcorn deep. I love, like, popcorn's like my favorite, like, one of my favorite foods in the world is buttery popcorn from a movie theater. I love it. Like, to the point, like, I wouldn't even go to a movie theater with show. She's like, let's go to see a movie. I'm like, no, because I don't want popcorn. She's like, well, just don't have popcorn. And, like, that's, like, just not, like, not an option. You're like, what are you talking about? Go to a movie and not have popcorn? Like, where are you from? Like, that's the only reason you're going to the movie, so you can have an excuse to have a gigantic buttery type of popcorn. Like, that's what everyone did. Anyway, I had to start cutting out things, like, saying, just no, I don't, like, I know, and I've learned this lesson a million times, but I'm going to keep learning it. And I keep repenting when I fail on it, is I don't have the luxury of dipping my toe into unhealthy eating. I can't just have a chip. I can't just taste ice cream. I can't just smell cake, whatever the thing is. I don't have that off switch. I didn't have it with drugs. I didn't have it with gambling. I don't have that off switch. Like, I go until I can't go any further. And that's when my off switch engages, when I'm no longer capable of moving forward. Like, that's a sad reality to me. Like, when I did, I mean, I hate to say this, but when I did cocaine, I did all of it. As, you know, I did as much as I could possibly do. Until it was gone, I couldn't afford anymore. I mean, this is through nosebleeds. This is through, I mean, you can't imagine what I went. Like, I just didn't have the off switch. When I gambled every cent I had to my name that I could get to at any time. Until I that's it. Win, lose, didn't matter. I just never stopped. Like, it was the act of doing it. That was what was my thing. So, like, you know, food. Like, if someone's like, oh, here's a delicious meal, try a bite. I'm like, I can't just try a bite because it's going to flip a switch in me. That's going to be like, oh, try all the bites. And, like, there's food left on their plate, clean all these plates. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just crazy. And so knowing that, it's like, all right, Lord, I give that to you. I give that to you because now I'm going to say no because I know I can't afford to say yes. There's a Bill Johnson quote. He's like, you know why I never fall off a cliff? Because I don't go near them. So smart. So simple. Same thing. I'm removing the cliffs from my life. I'm removing the things that even remotely look like a cliff or even a downhill descent. I'm removing those as far away from me as possible. So with food, it's difficult because we have to eat. But I don't have to eat bad things. You know, I can have salads, which I love, with plenty of fruits and veggies in it. I can have healthy leafy greens and I enjoy that. I got to watch my dressing count, that's for sure. But I mean, so that's what I've taken dramatic steps for the past month. Like, literally, I spent the entire time before, like, I think a week before San Diego or in all our travels, I started that. I think I started it right after Alaska. If I don't remember. But anyway, I've been doing it for, like, you know, 4 or 5 weeks now. And I feel good. I don't feel like crazy. I'm not missing meat. I've been able to go out at restaurants and find things that I can eat, mostly salads, or, you know, like a big chunk of, like, a salmon fillet, something like that. But that's about it. You know, it's been really easy. Like, when we were in San Diego, man, I just went to Sprouts every day. Sprouts is like a health food store out there. And I just made my own custom salad bar. You know, Show and I got back from San Diego, we went to Costco and I got a whole bunch of the ingredients that I need to make myself my own salads. And I love them. I really do enjoy them. And so the Lord's given me so much grace right now just to be able to manage, okay, one, how much I'm eating, what am I eating? And that's been helping me a lot though, in terms of like that physical sacrifice, that sacrificing my flesh is just helps me connect with Him, helps me connect with the Father. When I know I'm doing the right, like I said, when I know I'm putting the right things in me physically, it almost mirrors what I'm doing spiritually. And so maintaining that and saying, you know what, there's no reason for me not to continue on this path, because why would I stop feeding myself the things that my body needs? And that's a hard statement. There's a lot of peer pressure when I go out. There's a lot of just my own desire. My flesh kicks up like a son of a gun sometimes when I'm out. I'm like, oh, you know, and like my wife can just have ice cream. She can have the stuff that she wants to eat because, you know, again, she's eaten it. She's lived a much healthier life than me. And so she's way ahead of me when it comes to her health. I don't get that. You know what I mean? It's like, if you get nothing but A's, you can afford a C or a D or an F every once in a while. But if you've had a history of nothing but F's, man, you can't afford nothing but A's. Like, you have to be lights out to get your grades back up. And so that's where I'm at. I lived most of my life eating complete fast food. I trained my body to eat horrible food. I had just, you know, I wrecked me in a lot of ways with both food and other substances. And so now my body is, and it's a massive reset. And thank the Lord I stopped eating fast food, you know, like 3-4 years ago for the most part, like almost exclusively quit eating fast food. And now it's a matter of eating the right food, the right portions, and avoiding the traps of sweets and chips and salsa. I'm a San Diego dude. It's like, for me, like the traps are taco shop and, you know, chips, carne asada fries, things like that. I don't dislike sweets, but you know what I mean? Like I'm much more of a salty dude than a sweet dude. However, I don't know where this went sideways on this podcast, but I don't know. I was just thinking about just the willfulness of the things that we're disobedient in and the things that I'm disobedient in. More importantly, this is not a finger at anybody. It's always fingers at me going, all right, Daniel, like, I know that you struggle with this. So how do we not struggle with this? How do we take these struggles and give them to God and have faith that He will redo it? I'll be honest, man, when I make a mistake, I repent. Like if I overeat or I do something like that, like, Lord, I'm sorry. And I absolutely will do my absolute best to not make this mistake again. That doesn't mean I abuse the fact that I know I'm forgiven. And that's the other thing. It's like, I want to know that my repentance is real. It's not like I used to repent for gambling, like, Lord, forgive me for gambling. And I knew the second I had a $100 bill, a $20 bill, a $5 bill, I was going to do it again. You know, this is true repentance. Like, no, Lord, I want to be on a healthy path with you. I want a healthy life with you, both spiritually and physically. And you promised that. So I'm going to listen to your promises by faith, and I'm going to do the work, co-labor with you, and start having healthy things in my body. And I'm excited for that. I really am. Like, you know, like I used to loathe traveling because it would just be a full-on just, you know, glutton fest every time I went somewhere. And I would actually not want to travel ever. Like, I didn't want to go to the movie theater because I didn't want to eat popcorn. I wouldn't want to travel because we just eat like savages, you know, and it wouldn't impact my wife as much, but it would, you know, I'm gaining 15, 10, 15, 20 pounds every trip. And it's just like, you know, so much hard work to throw it all away. And so it's like, all right, Lord, like I'm very happy with where I'm at with my cravings, my eating. Like, I'm very happy with it. And so I'm looking forward to what the Lord can do in these trips and not looking at me, but looking at Him. And so I'm excited for that. And that is pretty much what we're going to talk about today. That's what's on my heart lately. And yeah, anyway, I am excited to be back and doing this. I'm really happy to be talking to you guys, even though I don't know who's listening to this, but you know, whatever. I'm happy to be talking again, I guess. You guys are awesome. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
You have been listening to What's Up Church Podcast. Just know you are cooler than all your friends that didn't.